Cases of Conscience by John Owen, Discourse Number 9. What shall a person do who finds himself under the power of a prevailing corruption, sin, or temptation? Answer. I shall premise only this one thing, and then inquire whether it belongs to us or not. This prevalency has many degrees. It may be a prevalency to outward scandal, or to the utter loss of inward peace, or to the disquieting and divesting of us of that tranquility of mind usually which Christ calls us to. Now, pray consider that I speak to it equally and in every degree. And perhaps there may be none of us, but at one time or other, after inquiry, will have had experience in one degree or other, either to disquietment, loss of peace, or scandal. What shall such a person then do who finds it so with him? I answer, first, he should labor to affect his mind with the danger of it. It is not conceivable how subtle sin is to shift off an apprehension of the danger of it. Notwithstanding this, says the man, yet I hope I am in a state of grace and shall be saved, and come to the issue of it at one time or other. And so the mind keeps off a due sense of the danger of it. I beseech you, brethren and sisters, if this be your condition, labor to affect your minds that this state, as far as I know, will end in hell. And let not your minds be relieved from the apprehension that, upon doing good grounds of faith, these ways go down to the chambers of death. Do not please yourselves, imagining you are members of the church and have good hopes of salvation by Jesus Christ, but consider whether this tends, and affect your minds with it. Secondly, when the person is affected with the danger of it, the next thing to be done is to burden his conscience with the guilt of it. For the truth is, as our minds are, upon many pretenses, slow to apprehend the danger of sin, so our consciences are very unwilling to take the weight of the burden of it as to its guilt. I speak not of men of seared consciences, that lay what weight you will upon them will feel none, but even of the consciences of renewed men, unless they use all the ways and means in which conscience may be burdened, as by apprehensions of the holiness of God, of the law, of the love of Christ, and of all those things in which conscience must be made to feel the weight of its guilt. No sooner does it begin to be made a little sick with a sense of the guilt of sin, but it takes a cordial presently. Here the sin has taken place. It has contracted this and that guilt. I have been thus long negligent in this or that duty. I have thus long engaged in this and that folly, and have been so given up to the world. I must take to Christ by faith, or I am undone. It is afraid of making its load, but let conscience bear the burden and not easily shift it off unless it can by true faith, guided by the word, loaded upon Christ, which is not a thing, of course, to be done. Thirdly, what shall we do in case we have this apprehension of its danger and can be thus burdened with its guilt? Pray for deliverance. How, you will say? There is in the Scriptures mention of roaring. Psalm 32, verse 3, the voice of my roaring, and likewise of shouting, Lamentation 3:8, I shouted and cried. This is a time to pray that God would not hide his face from our roaring, nor shut out our prayers when we shout unto him. That is to cry out with all the vigor of our souls. Christ is able to succor and help them that make an outcry to him. The word signifies so. And our word succor signifies a running in to help a man who is ready to be destroyed. These may seem hard things to us, but it is a great thing to save our souls and to deliver ourselves from the snares of Satan. Fourthly, treasure up every warning and every word that you are convinced was pointed against your particular corruption. There is none of you who may have the power of particular corruptions, but God at one time or other, in his providence or word, gives particular warning that the soul may say, this is for me, I must comply with it. But it is like a man that sees his face in a glass and goes away and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. There is an end of it. But if God give you such warnings, set them down, treasure them up, lose them not, they must be accounted for. He that being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Fifthly, I shall mind you of two rules, and so have done. Number one, in your perplexities as to the power of sin, exercise faith, that notwithstanding all you see and find, that you are almost lost and gone, there is a power in God through Christ for the subduing and conquering of it. Number two, it is in vain for any man to think to mortify a prevailing sin who does not at the same time endeavor to mortify all sin and to be found in every duty. Here is a person troubled and perplexed with a temptation or corruption. Both are the same in this case. He cries, "Oh, that I were delivered! I'd rather have deliverance than life. I will do my endeavor to watch against it." But it may be this person will not come up to a constancy in secret prayer. He will go up and down and wish himself free, but will not be brought up to such duties as wherein those lusts must be mortified. Therefore, take this rule along with you. Never hope to mortify any corruption in which your hearts are grieved, unless you labor to mortify every corruption by which the Spirit of God is grieved, and be found in every duty, especially those under which grace thrives and flourishes. May 4th, 1677.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at PuritanDownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.